Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
Time to get to our favorite Wednesday game. The place that drowns more rodents than any ocean cares to admit. Time to get to it.
That's off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
This is where Jay Figg is going to give us some topics. And we'll let you know whether or not we are rats off a ship or not. By the way, somebody texts in on the Kendall Toyota text line. Between the two of them, Tyler and Duncan, we've invested $200 million of inconsistency. Nothing but bricklaying. I'm just disappointed.
Not hurt. Not upset.
Just disappointed.
Just disappointed, man.
Look, I hear you out. I'm not one of you guys because I've always been Team Boy Wonder, but, you know, I'm expecting...
Three games!
Three games!
This is number four. Let's go. It's time to go. You know what game four is?
Oh, my God.
Get a couple.
Let me get a couple warm up cuts.
Let's get going.
Here's what I would like to ask non athletes. Does a person that averages 20 points a game score 20 every night?
No.
Or at the end of the year, it averages out to 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
So he might have 10 point game. He might have 40 point game.
Mm-hmm.
He might have a 30 point game.
But tonight, in these circumstances,
no, you didn't answer my question.
No, you're not answering mine. In tonight's circumstances, I need a little more. There's no Jimbo. Time to rise. Bam's done it. Bam has risen to the occasion.
How's that worked out?
It's working out great. They're on a win streak.
Man, I'm so glad I didn't have you criticizing my play.
You sure did, because I would have spent the entire time boxing you in.
Just like I did.
No, you wouldn't have.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I want to Ryan Leaf your ass right now. What are you, like, you're just being so unreasonable about this.
I'm not being unreasonable. I'm being completely reasonable.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, dude.
So he went 3 of 13 and 4 of 12.
4 of 18.
4 of 18.
Yep.
In two games.
The last two games.
Of an 82-game season.
And then the game before that, his first game back from injury, saved our ass in the fourth quarter. Thank God
for
him.
So you're telling me that you have this attitude about two games out of an 82-game season?
Yep.
And you think that's being reasonable?
Well, it's time. I need you tonight.
Do you do this when Jimmy has a poor shooting night?
Jimmy Butler has proven himself in the highest of
situations. And Tyler Hero hasn't?
No, he hasn't. In fact, his last when we sat down, he said, I was in the mud last playoff, so it was no good.
Man.
That's his words, not mine.
You think Tyler Hero's a good player?
Of course.
Okay.
I need him.
He'll be a good player more than not.
So you don't think that he needs to have a good game tonight?
I think we know Tyler Hero as a person who normally has a good game, and the last two games were an anomaly for whatever reason.
Well, tonight is a game where he's at the poker table. And I need him to put the chips down.
Can I? So you're also the guy who, if a guy bats 300 mm-hmm. and he's up to win the game with the bases loaded, if he strikes out, he's a failure.
He failed.
Even though he bats 300 and fails 70% of the time.
Yeah, Peter Pan, he failed.
Okay.
What do you want to do? Give him a cookie?
No.
Yeah, you tried. Your average is still good.
I understand, you know, how sports works.
Mm-hmm.
Like a 300 hitter is going to fail 70% of the time.
Well, did
a guy who shoots 40% is going to fail 60% of the time.
When you guys missed
like,
that.
So you're going to hit stretches where sometimes you shoot 50 or 60% and sometimes you shoot 20%. It all averages out at the end of the year.
Look, you're being very selfish, deferring off of rats off a ship. I don't appreciate it. Let's get to our favorite Wednesday game. Jay Fig, what do you got for us?
-1.
What do you mean?
-1.
What's this guy want?
For phoniness.
Phoniness?
You know, while we're at it.
Hey, what do you want? You're on the air.
How's it going? Just want to talk about Tyler a little bit.
Okay.
You know, I'm thinking, you know, Tyler Hero, he wants to be the starter. He wants to make the big money. I agree with you. He just isn't delivering
yep.
what he needs to deliver as a player. And, I mean, it's great to want all these things. You have to bring it to the table. He's had time.
Yep.
It's been, you know, more than a couple of seasons now.
Yep.
I think he's a talented guy, but if we're asking him to be a role player, he's a role player. But he's not this, like, superstar transcendent talent that he thinks he is.
All I'm saying for him is, in a great call, but just shut the people up. Shut Zach Lowe up. Stop having Bradley Beal rumors show up. Stop having these rumors
it's
show up because
you.
Of
it's not him.
Me. This not, has nothing to do with me. Dude. These rumors cease if Tyler Hero makes them cease. It's in his hands,
no,
dude. Yes,
you know
they do. Yes, they
Here's
do.
Here's the twist you're going to put on it. Now we can use him for Durant.
That's not true. That's not true. I would love nothing. I would love nothing more than Tyler Hero to be an all-star, a bar none all-star. It starts tonight. Step one tonight against the C's. A little sweetener. You playing the C's? Give me some threes.
-1.
Can we get started on rats off the ship?
That's what I've been trying to do.
Are you done wiggling your way?
Trying to get the rats off the ship.
I took a call midway. What is that?
Right when I was going to start.
No, I mean, you know, he showed up. He agreed with me. So you know,
yeah, it worked out. I guess.
Jay Fig, what do you got for us?
Are you not going to take any more calls?
No, there's nobody else calling in.
Okay, great. -1. Taking a kick to the nuts for American glory.
Wow. Would I do it for American glory? Would I do it for the betterment of my country? To make everybody in my country feel better? For soccer? Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Hey,
I can't believe you, dude. I cannot believe you.
I was just discussing this with my boy. And my boy, I mean, my own personal, right? And he said, no way, no how, it ain't happening. We are both rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Marcos?
I'm going for it. Did you skip me?
I mean,
what is wrong with you?
I mean, you don't. But
he's
J-Fig,
lashing out on me.
Wait, but J-Fig, how does this apply to you?
It's not samesies.
I mean,
you know what? For that, I'm not rats off a ship. Right. Oh, America!
Of course, yeah. You don't.
J-Fig is an American hero,
Marcos.
I don't think people understand the pain.
You know what? We also go through a lot of pain.
Well, that's that. Stunt Steve, you love soccer. Would you pull a Pulisic? Would you give up a shot to the nuts for American glory? Rats off a ship or yay or nay?
Nay.
Nay.
See?
Yikes, dude.
It's what? Funny. All the people that have junk in that area have said no.
Marcos, officially?
I mean, what kind of glory are we talking about here? You know,
you're Christian Pulisic. You get you're a hero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody loves you, but you're probably gonna lose to the Dutch.
Yeah, but it'd be pretty sweet, though.
It would
huh?
be pretty sweet.
I don't know.
Probably gonna get like a Cheerios commercial or something.
Yeah, I think I'm still rats off of shit.
rats off of shit.
No Cheerios for you.
What's number two, J-Fig?
Well, the Dutch. They play Team USA on Saturday.
Let me tell you something about the Dutch. Rats off a ship on the Dutch.
Rats off a ship.
The only thing they've ever given me is Rick Vandenhoek. Okay?
Wow.
So, no thanks. Rats off a ship. Go Team USA. But I'm not giving up my nuts for it.
Hmm.
All right. I'm rats off a ship, too, because... If we've seen anything in this World Cup, anybody could beat anybody. So, yeah.
Hmm. JFig, the Dutch?
Rats off a ship because off a ship. The team and America.
That's true. You are a hero.
I am.
Marcos?
Where's Andrew Van Ginkle from?
I think he's from Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's not. I just want to make sure.
That was almost as bad as when you talked about winning the lottery.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes you're wrong.
You went Dolphins Geographics.
Yeah.
Well, how am I supposed to know Van Ginkle is a Wisconsin last name, dude?
Maybe the Von Ginkles. Yeah. Maybe they have some family, but I don't think I don't think like he's got clogs like at the household.
Yeah, well, in that case, then rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Although, what a celebration that would be if he busted out clogs after getting an interception.
Yeah, like those customized cleats with their clogs. And
yes,
stuff. That'd be good.
Number three, J-Fig.
Jack Black being an A-list, walking out Wonderboy at UFC Orlando this weekend.
Yeah, he's walking out Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, Jack Black, because he comes out, Stephen Wonderboy walks out to Tenacious D, Jack Black's band, and so Jack Black is actually walking him to the Octagon. I don't know if I would be excited about that. Jack Black, Kung Fu Panda, does that excite you? You know, I don't think he's A-list. I think I'm rats off a ship on that. He's done a lot of movies.
Yeah, but A-list, though?
Is he A-list?
I would say this. If Jack Black walked down the street, would everybody know who he is?
I think I would.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think
like,
so.
If he were to go right now on South Beach and walk down South Beach, would people walk up to him?
Yes.
I don't know. That's the thing. They would.
Yes, as
they
long
would.
As he's not like...
People's... That's A-list.
I recognize him, but I wouldn't cross the street for him.
I mean, a woman, you know, crashed her car.
You wouldn't take one in the nuts for him?
I would not. I would not. Not for Jack Black.
I wouldn't either.
Although I was a big fan of School of Rock. That's a good movie.
That is a good movie.
It's a good movie.
He's done some good movies.
Nacho Libre, another good movie.
That's a pretty famous one, yeah.
Love that one.
Never seen it, though.
Wow. All
right.
I mean, what about when what's his name? Robbins put the stink on him, and he thought the frat girl was pretty.
Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal.
He is A-list.
No.
Yeah, come
no,
on,
no,
dude.
No.
I'm
you
telling
don't get
you.
A-list because
like,
of that.
No, here. A-list is this. If he were to say something and it was on TMZ, would you listen?
No.
No. That's
no,
the thing.
I wouldn't.
Like, if I saw him in the street and he was across the street, I'd be like, oh, there's Jack Black over there. You know, if we're on the same side of the sidewalk, you know, I'd say hello, but I'm not going to cross the street for Jack Black, and that's my thing.
All right, so here's a good one. Dolphin Kane says Jack Black equals Adam Sandler. I think that's not true. I feel like Adam Sandler's a much bigger deal.
Sure.
Did you see? Well, they let Adam Sandler into the locker room.
Into the Heat locker room, and
they were
hyped.
They're not doing that for Jack Black.
Mm-hmm. No. But Jack Black is walking out Wonder Boy, but if you told me who had the better night, like, let's say Kevin Holland, who's in the main event against him. If he had Adam Sandler walk him out, who had the bigger celeb night? I'd say Kevin Holland did.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but Adam Sandler is just, he's by himself when it comes to that stuff, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, even, he's one of the few people that even in his bad movies, you could find humor in him. Right? So he's an A-list. I would say Jack Black, everybody knows who Jack Black is. Even though he was.
So you're not rats off a ship. You're a Jack Black guy.
I'm not.
Jay Vig, rats off a ship on A-list Jack Black.
I'm rats off a ship. Right. Sorry.
Yo, you guys don't think Jack Black is A-list, huh?
Nah, I don't think so.
In the day.
I'd say B-list. No. It's not bad.
If he goes to a Heat game, are they going to put him on the Jumbotron?
Definitely. Yeah. But they put Ozuna on the Jumbotron.
Yeah. Are you saying Ozuna is not...
Is he? I don't know. I know him more as a Heat fan than I do for his music. He's got that one song.
Here. It's pretty big.
Right.
It's another B-list to me, though. I'm not going to lie to you. It's another B-list.
But I give this. Ozuna's there every game. So he's Heat loyal. So I don't mean to be taking shots. He's a Heat lifer.
Have you taken enough shots?
You know what? This is now the second time you've said something rude and then tried to backtrack. Not like I'm saying he's not famous. I mean, he goes to every game. He's a Heat lifer.
It's no offense, but...
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, but I know him more as a Heat fan than I do as a song.
Hey, question. Is there anybody you haven't hosed down today?
Mike McDaniel. Love him.
Okay. Yeah, it's
I
about
love him.
That's it. Really about
I
it.
I love him.
Don't do and that. Cool. Don't, not him.
Oh, the best.
Called me a bastard twice, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
What are we at? Number three, four? I don't even know. Lost count.
We're at number four.
Number four, J-Fig.
Jake Paul versus Nate Diaz.
Ooh, is that?
Officially released yesterday.
What? No, he was officially released yesterday. Nate Diaz. So he's
my bad. I read that wrong. Right.
He's officially.
Close me down. Why don't you?
Minus one. Nate Diaz was officially released by the UFC yesterday. So now they can make the fight happen.
Yeah.
But
Nate Diaz is going to beat the brakes off of him.
Yeah, which is why.
You're not rats off a ship. You'd like to see it.
I like what everybody has done. I like what what's his name? Who's Nate Diaz fighting? Which one of the brothers?
Jake.
I like what both of the Paul brothers have done.
How about a Diaz versus Paul?
Ooh,
Nate versus Jake team? And Logan.
Wow. Well, Logan's out. With a torn ACL.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Because of the wrestling. I forgot about that.
Oh, man. That would be
He's
tough,
actually
bro.
A really good wrestler.
In his third match, he went for the championship. That's crazy.
But he's doing some crazy stunts.
Really is, man. That's a lot more entertaining. I can't remember the last time I paid attention.
But then again, I don't want to like the Paul brothers. Like, they're supposed to be, hated, right? Like, that's supposed to be their thing.
They're hated, but when you see some of the stuff that they've done as far as the fighters and compensating everybody. I mean, it's a cool thing.
I don't think Jake Paul's gone about this the right way. I think he's mishandled the fighting thing. It had to go. He needs to continue to be a guy who steals people's hats. He needs to be the problem child, and he's really not. Like, he's gone on this journey of searching for credibility and the betterment of the fight world. And I'm like, hey, dude, you're the prank guy. You're supposed to be like shenanigans. So maybe that Diaz fight.
Start a fight with them again.
I didn't start the fight. I just asked Floyd Mayweather a question.
You helped it.
Floyd Mayweather was very upset with me being in his face.
I'd watch that, though. Nate Diaz.
So you're in.
Jake Paul.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in for that.
All right, I'd be in for that, too.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, listen. That's the last one I'm in for. We need some theatrics, okay? Yeah, none of this nice guy fighting Anderson Silva nonsense.
Well, Nate Diaz, him and his brother don't play.
No.
So, but we also said that about when Tyson fought Roy Jones Jr. And then he went out and didn't really.
No, Roy skated on that one. He's just
But Tyson's old. He does mushrooms. He doesn't even know what's going on half the time.
But Tyson went out there and said, I don't know. There's only one way I know how to fight. So, which we thought that, oh my God, look at fat ass Roy Jones Jr. He gonna get killed, and Tyson took it easy on him.
What's number five, J-Fig?
Candy canes.
Here's the thing with candy canes and why I'm rats off a ship. It's not the taste.
Because you hate Christmas, you bum.
No, I love Christmas, but my kids love candy canes.
Jesus.
But I'm rats off a ship on candy canes because can we get a better method to open these things up? They're always breaking at the stems. Because it's like opening up a Rubik's Cube to try and get to the candy cane. I don't like it.
Have you ever tried to open up a Rubik's Cube?
No. He seems like the guy who would.
This is how he fixes a Rubik's Cube. He takes all the little stickers, off and then put them back.
Fraud.
Yep. So here's the deal.
Fraud.
I love candy canes, but I love when everybody comes out with their own candy canes.
Like Starburst?
Like Jolly Rancher.
Like Oreo? Yeah.
Jolly Rancher candy canes are the best. But I do agree with you that they're wrapped tightly. I don't know why we got to bubble wrap candy canes.
Did you say part Oreo, J-Fig?
I love the Oreo one.
There's an Oreo, candy cane? I've never heard of that in my life.
I wish it tasted more like an Oreo, but...
And what does it taste like then? Toothpaste and chocolate?
Like Oreo.
Okay.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose?
No.
So, but I don't understand it's bubble wrap, but I think it's because of the ants. You can't just put open candy canes on your Christmas tree, dude.
It checks out.
I understand.
Right.
It's a big pain, but...
Yeah. Yeah, you could
candy
have a thousand
canes are
ants.
Good, but I wouldn't go out of my way to get one.
I get the, like, if I have candy canes on my tree, but if they were, like, different colors, like Jolly Rancher, I'd be eating them. But just regular old mint candy canes, eh.
So you're with me. Rats off a ship.
I'm not rats off a ship on candy canes.
J-Fig?
No.
All right.
Not rats off a ship.
Different rats. Marcos?
Different, but no.
Rats off a ship, dude. I have currently in my possession Starburst candy canes, and they're not as good as Starburst. So what the hell? I don't want this stick. Get out of here.
Rats off a ship.
Do you think Tua likes them?
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course of course he does.
I love Christmas.
Take a break. Oh, man. Hopefully Galen didn't see that because we're way over time. It's going to be shouting like Mike McDaniels. Clock, 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 clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.